Welcome to the show, man. This living legend from Cleveland, Ohio, you got to give it up. Don King, what's up, man?
Oh, man, I'm just so happy, first of all, Sam, to be here with you at 93.1 FM on WZAK, the leader in R&B. So we are just happy. I'm at home again, man. I feel so comfortable. Got a great show, a great tiding coming up on Friday, the 21st of February.
Yes, sir.
We are bringing you glad tidings, because we're going to put Cleveland all around the world. We put it back on the map. Who cares about United Airlines leaving? You know what I mean? We're going to come back and show the solidarity. I was talking to James Haslin of the Cleveland Browns. Uh-huh. And so I invited all the Cleveland Browns with Jimmy to come on down there and be with us, because he cleaned house and he started out and put Ray Farmer in charge.
I heard he called you before he did it. Is that true?
Oh, man, is that true? I ain't going to say that. I ain't going to tell no lie. I'm going to just be mum is the word. You know, M-U-M, mum. But James is my man, and he's a great guy, so he's a catharsis. That's what it was with the Browns. And so we're going to get Lawrence and get Dolan and get the Indians back. We're going to bring all of them back, you know, from the days of Larry Doby and all of them coming in. And the Browns recapture the magic of yesteryear with Otto Graham, Max Speedy, Dottie Lavelli, and all of them, Bill Willis and Marion Motley, all of them old names that gave us fame and acclaim. We're going to recall that again. So Mayor Frank G. Jackson, the leader, the dynamic man who brought me here, he is working hard for the betterment of Cleveland, black and white alike. Working together works, and we are on the move, because you hear it right here on 93.1.
Yes, sir. So, Don, what have you done since you've been back home, man? What, have you been back to some of your old spots, man? Well, a lot of them probably have been redone now.
Yeah, they disappeared. You know what I mean? They disappeared, man. I looked around for, you know, my the corner tavern is a landmark now. They got a big sign that say a landmark. The building is gone. Mm-hmm. And around the corner on Euclid was where Leo's Casino was. You know, we had the only two joints in town, you know what I mean? But man was bringing all the brothers from all over, from Lou Rawls, Della Reese, you know, Jack McDuff, you know what I mean? All of them would come in there to get, and George Benson. You know, George Benson, they're doing a movie on him. They just called me. They want to come to Cleveland now.
Okay.
To film me with him, because I gave George Benson, he had the beautiful bar made, he took it with him, you know what I mean, when he left, you know what I mean? And Broadway wasn't the same. It was Cedar Avenue then. You know what I mean? He's singing on Broadway, you know what I mean? But it was Cedar Avenue, you know what I mean? So George Benson is my man. So everybody, he came out to be such a great star, you know what I mean? I had everybody that's anybody. They all played there. Jimmy McGriff, you know, everybody was at my club, you know. So therefore, you know, I'm looking up and down. Cedar's done vacated. Everything is gone down. Carnegie now, the Cleveland Clinic, you know what I mean?
Right, Cleveland Clinic. Right.
Down to 55th pretty soon.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But it's really great, man, to be home again, to be able to see and feel and be with the people. And right now, the magic is alive, because I'm right here on 93.1 FM WZAK with my man Sam. Baby, it's cool.
Man, tell me about the fight, man. Who's on the ticket here? You got Angelo, you got, I keep losing my iPad.
That's all right. I'm going to help you, Sam. Yeah, what, you're working together. When you see your brother slip, help him up.
Help me up. All right, Santana. Okay.
Let me tell you about it. Here's a brother that come from Cuba. He was trying to flee Cuba, and he got on a life raft with 26 other people and braved the hazards of the oceans in the inclement weather to get it to America, because America is heralded as the promised man, land indivisible with liberty and justice for all. We ain't got that yet, but we're working on it. All right? So, but anyway, I took him to Madison Square Garden, and he went in there, and he's been winning ever since. And then he got carried away, and he lost the fight to a guy named Baja, who will be here. He's from Uzbekistan in Russia, and he will be here in Cleveland with us on next Friday night. So anyway, now I'm bringing him back, because he was going to fight for the world title. And if he wins out here, he would get the title fight anyway, because we're going to take on a guy named Lundy.
Henry Lundy.
And so that's the main event. The second event is a guy they call the Young Master, Emir Mann. Ooh, he's a terrific fighter. You're going to fall in love with him, because this brother is getting down for what it really is. And he's going to be taking on Jarrett Robinson, not Sugar Ray Robinson.
Jarrett Robinson.
You know what I mean? That's going to be the main event, and then the host will be Cleveland.
I have to ask this question. What is the temperature like with you and Mike Tyson now? Everything's pretty good.
Let me tell you something. I love Mike Tyson. Ain't nobody in the world I made more money with than I did with Mike Tyson. Understand me, man. This slavery still exists.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And so we got to be able to try to break that barrier of being less objectionable and more acceptable. We got to be able to deal as perfect human beings to be able to deal with America. Now, that goes, all that was said to get back to my dear friend, Mike Tyson. Mike Tyson would be a poster boy for the Ku Klux Klan. Because this is what they want to illustrate, you know, because he think he's playing to get some money. He'll say anything to get money, and he'll come and tell me. If I say something good about you, you know what I mean, they don't give me nothing. But if I say something this way, I got to get the money, man. Hey, so let him get it, because I love him. Ain't nothing I don't swear. I don't never answer him. I don't never try to castigate him. And the answer to his question, our ship is impeccable. Superb. I'm sorry to see him being used like a stamp, you know what I mean, to do this. But hey, so got whatever you got to do, you got to do until we judge not yet you be judged. You know, you got to look in the mirror, as Michael Jackson would say. And Michael Jackson was my man, and he fought hard to try to be what he never did get to be until he died. You know what I mean? So, you know what I mean? So you got to understand what it is and how it is and where it is, and then we can deal with what is real, because you got to keep on having faith in God and keep on keeping on. You get knocked down, you get back up. So I'm here in Cleveland to put an image of Cleveland that demonstrate that Cleveland is great. WZAK on your dial, man. This is Waz at with Sam, number one in R&B.